This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Johnny Damon, one of the few players in baseball history to win the World Series with both the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. But now in his retirement, he is a husband, a father, and he's got a new passion as an entrepreneur. It was great to catch up with him in Orlando on Thursday evening. And as I was researching, something dawned on me. Damon made his debut in Major League Baseball 30 years ago. I started there. Johnny, when I say that, what does it mean to you? 30 years ago, you first played on a baseball field in the majors.
It means I'm getting very old, and I can't believe it. I still feel strong. Obviously, I feel stronger today, but not as fast as I was back then and not as skinny. But what great memories I had of playing Major League Baseball. I mean, it was the best time of my life. You're playing at the very top of your game. You're flying around private. You're staying at the best hotels, playing at the best stadiums, and they're paying you a lot of money to play a kid's game. So it was awesome.
Are you ever blown away by the increase in salaries and market value now for players who are at your same position?
Well, I think we all are taking a strong look at it. I am very proud of the players and the Players Association for stepping up and making things possible. I know when I was playing for the Red Sox, the average salary for a really good center fielder was about $8 million, and it stayed there for quite some time. And then when I signed with the Yankees, I brought that number up to $13 million. So I'm very proud that not leaving Boston, because I love playing for Boston, but every time there's a player that can help the future generations, and you can see where the center fielders are now. They're upwards to the $25 to $30 million range, and it's great to see. I just wish my mom had me a number of years later so I could be making those kind of paychecks.
Of course, people remember you for the championships you won with the Red Sox as well as the Yankees. That's a rare feat. But you started your career with the Royals. You were drafted by them and spent your first few years of your career there. Of course, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. So what stands out about Kansas City as a sports town, Johnny?
We weren't very good as a team back then. The Chiefs were the ruled the city at that time as well, but we had a really great offensive team, and we led the league in hitting in 2000 at 288, and the top hitting team the past year was 263. So whoa, that's how much the game has changed, and we had such a great offense. But because of that, I had too good of a year that the Royals could not afford me, so they had to trade me after that season to Oakland, and then that opened up the doors for me to go to Boston. Yeah, Kansas City is a great town. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is absolutely ridiculous as a quarterback. You know, good luck to them. May the best team win. There are two tough teams going head-to-head, and I bet against Patrick one time. I'm not going to bet against him again.
You won with the Cowboy Up Red Sox in 04, an iconic team, and the way that championship came together, a city that was finally relieved of its demons. What changes when you win a championship ring at the pinnacle of your sport, Johnny?
You have it forever. They can never take it away from you, and you can brag about it as much as you want. You can tell everybody how great you were that entire season, that they couldn't do it without me. And but our team was so special. We were a family. Big Poppy became a legend during that series, and our whole team just pitched in to reverse a curse, to bring a nation together, Red Sox Nation, and everyone's going to remember that moment forever. Just proud I had that opportunity, and I'm proud that I am part of that great 2004 Boston Red Sox championship team.
Completely different with the Yankees because they were a legendary franchise and you helped to add another chapter. But when you made the jump to the Yankees, what was that like in terms of reaction from the fan base?
Oh, it was very difficult. I mean, I never wanted to leave the Red Sox. I mean, they told me after we won that to buy a house and we'll have a contract extension for you during spring training, and that never happened. And then I played the entire season and no conversations with them at all. And then I started talking to the Yankees. And I know David Wells told me if I ever have a chance to put the pinstripes on, do it. So I did. And it worked out for both teams. I know the Red Sox had Jacoby Ellsbury coming up, and he was going to be ready in like a year. The Yankees needed a leadoff hitter and center fielder, and I was able to provide that spark for them. And the Red Sox realized the year later, like they finished in fourth place, that they needed to spend some money. So they spent $250 million on players the following offseason. Won the World Series, and here I am sitting in New York going, son of a bitch. but then again, you know, the Yankees, you know, winning for them, very important. They haven't been back since they got rid of guys like Matsui and, yes, me. So I helped break the curse of the Bambino, and now it could be the curse of Johnny David now. Who knows? Yeah, I love playing in New York as well, and I wanted to keep it going, but I get the business side. They don't want aging players in the game.
Well, to have two rings, one from each franchise, again, that's a rare feat, a rare double-double, if you will. We're spending a few minutes with Johnny Damon. You were the last person I expected to be offered as a guest, but this is really cool. So thank you for a nice couple of minutes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You mentioned the business of the game, and it's similar in every sport. As players, you have to go through the experience sometimes of being traded or feeling like a team is moving on and doesn't want you anymore. We recently had this trade in the NBA where Luka Doncic gets blindsided and shipped from Dallas to Los Angeles. What is it like? One day you have a teammate, next day he's gone, or maybe it happens to you where you kind of have the rug pulled out from underneath you.
Yeah, that's got to be one of the worst feelings in the world. I only got traded during the offseason, but if I were traded during the season, if I was on a losing team, I would love to go to a winning team. But then again, that's tough because you didn't do anything to help that winning team get to that part, but you helped the losing team lose games. So it's very difficult. But with Luka Doncic, I feel so bad for him because he was ready to sign that five-year, $345 million max in Dallas. No state income tax. And now he can only sign a five-year, $219 million. I'm saying only $219, but that's huge, and going out to California with higher taxes and higher cost of living, I feel bad for the guy because I know he loved Dallas, and unfortunately Mark Cuban doesn't own that team anymore. You know, we have casinos owning the team, and hopefully Texas can get gambling, because if not, I mean, there's a good chance that team can end up in Vegas in a couple years.
That's crazy, right, to think about how that might unfold. Johnny Damon is with us, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Terry Francona is back in the game. He was one of your managers, of course, part of that 04 run, and also 07 as well with the Red Sox. He now is with the Reds. What was it like to play for Tito?
Tito was absolutely amazing, and I thought the last time he was totally done, and then I didn't hear the story until he was manager for about 2 weeks, and somebody told me, and I was like, you've got to be absolutely kidding. But the guy loves the game, is a baseball lifer, and I know he's inheriting a very young, talented team. And I always hope Tito the very best in everything he does. So hopefully I'll have some time during the summer. I can go bug him for a little bit, because he never had me on the bench because he knew I would drive him crazy. So that's why he always penciled me in leadoff spot every single day.
Definitely a Hall of Famer. And you've also got some former teammates part of Cooperstown. How neat is that to know that you played with some of the best?
Oh, it's incredible. It's the best of the best. Big Poppy, I got to go see his induction. I know Jeter and Mariano both just got in. And, you know, hopefully one day I can hear from the Veterans Committee, because when people dissect my numbers, they're shocked. And you put them up against some of the guys who got in this year and some of the guys who got in recently, and my numbers absolutely blow them away. And being a champion, so hopefully the Veterans Committee can take a nice look at myself, but also guys like Kenny Lofton, Gary Sheffield. I mean, he was the best hitter on every team he was on. They said a cream with something on it tested positive. Come on, I call BS on that, but Gary Sheffield definitely needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
How involved do you stay with baseball still now that you've been out for about a decade?
I just saw some of my former teammates down at JetBlue Park. They were at the fantasy camp, and I sponsored the fantasy camp with my A-game drink, and got to see a bunch of the guys. It's always great seeing them. And I pop in and I pop out. I do some meet and greets and that kind of stuff. I just don't have all the time in the world with 8 kids and trying. When my wife and I go on vacation by ourselves, we try to do a quick 3-day trip. And now the kids are a lot easier to travel with. So we've had a lot of big trips planned. Like, we took 17 family members to Costa Rica during Christmas time, and
wow,
our 20th year anniversary, my in-laws 50th year anniversary, and also New Year's Eve. So we had a nice time during the Christmas holidays, and we're going to continue having great times with the family. And maybe one day I'll try to get into baseball, but there's so many guys. You have to be committed 100%, and it's an everyday thing. And I remember how tough it was when I played baseball. Going out every day, I think coaching would be just as tough. As I mentioned, you have to be committed.
Any of your kids interested in baseball?
Yeah, my son is starting to swing the bat. We have a tennis court here, and he hits very well so far. He's got great hand-eye coordination, but the kid is super fast. And I have girls who play soccer and going to play beach volleyball. So yeah, nice. We're an athletic family. We have a nice pool we get to play in all the time, tennis court, beach volleyball court, playground where I do my pull-ups and all that good stuff. Not naked pull-ups, but regular pull-ups.
Thank you for clarifying. I appreciate that. Not only big family and lots of other fun adventures, but now an entrepreneur as well. And you mentioned A-game, which is a sports drink. How did this start for you?
Okay, well, back in 2012 in the Central Florida, or let's just say the Southeast, it was a very hot summer, and we lost a couple football players. And I just feel like they needed better, proper hydration. Yeah, it could have been the coaches saying, keep running, show you're a man out here. But a lot of the drinks, they have bad stuff to it. Like, we have no artificial flavors, no artificial coloring, no forever chemicals, none of the bad stuff in it. Like, we get our hydration from sea salt. We get sugars from natural honey. We are very clean. And because of that, we have guys like Gary Brecka jumping on board with us, Make America Healthy Again. And we got to see what the FDA is doing. They're getting rid of Red Dye 40. It's about time. I mean, our kids have been, not just our kids, but everyone's been putting bad stuff in their bodies when every other country has cleaner ingredients in all their food. And I'm glad we're finally doing this, and hopefully there'll be less trips to the hospital. Hopefully there'll be healthier people. And so that's why I got involved. I put up the money, and I am majority owner. I have a strong team working for me. It's kind of like the 04 Red Sox. You know, we got beat up a little bit at the start, but we are rallying, and we are hopefully one day we'll be on cruise control. But Polar Beverages have been absolutely instrumental to our progress, and they're partners with us, and they want to see us succeed, and we are going to do our best to bring our A game every single day and to succeed in this very tough category.
It's one thing to feel badly and think, oh, there's a need. It's completely another to jump into this space like you have. Why so passionate about this?
Well, I do want people to have a better product than what they show you. There's glitz and glamour. There's all this money thrown into many of the commercials out there. And we know we have a clean drink. And at the end of the day, it tastes better. I mean, we're pushing the other companies to get cleaner, get healthier, and do it for people, do it for humanity. Like, let's get rid of all these toxins that are out there, and let's try to be as healthy as we can always. You always have to bring your A game for every single thing you do, whether you're a teacher, a parent, an athlete. You always have to do your best at all times, so there's no regrets. You know, you may fail, but at least you tried your very best, and I feel like I did that throughout my playing career, and I'm trying to do that right now. Bring my A game, and I hope everyone can go out there and try it. We're at Shaw's and Stop and Shop in the Northeast. If you're down south, Piggly Wiggly, Florida, we're in Winn-Dixie. Yeah, we're crushing it in Alabama at Piggly Wiggly's. Yeah, we have some government contracts in Louisiana. A lot of great things are happening for us. And we also have the greatest athlete who knows hydration. So Bo knows hydration, Bo Jackson.
What?
We have the World Cup coming. Tyler Adams, men's U.S. soccer team, plays for Bournemouth right now. He's been part of our team for a couple years. And Caleb Downs, national champion at Ohio State. So, yeah, we're making tremendous strides, and we're going to continue to bring our A game and bring awareness to the consumers and make sure they know we have a better product and we taste really good.
I was going to ask you how it's been received so far, but it sounds like you have the A team for A game and it's going really well. That's quite a group of athletes, yourself included, to be able to get the word out, especially when you're talking about making people healthy. You're not talking about just getting into the space to make a lot of money. That's amazing to have Bo on board, especially.
Oh, yeah, Bo's awesome. And, yeah, we're going to keep plugging away. And marketing's the name of the game for us right now. We know we have the best product. Like, people are trying it for the first time. They're kind of shocked because they think, oh, here's another drink. And then I've sponsored Tim Wakefield's Memorial Golf Classic and everybody there. We've also sponsored many other events around the Boston area, and everybody loves it. We're going to continue to plug away, and what I just want people to do is try it, and I know they're going to love it. And if not, go continue to drink the other bad stuff out there.
How can people find out more about A-Game, Johnny?
They can go to drinkagame.com, and our Instagram tag is at drinkagame. Please check us out, and like I said, a lot of great things going on for us right now.
John,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Damon, two-time World Series champ with the Red Sox, with the Yankees, and now not just the big family, but also a game and something that you can check out and try for yourself in stores near you. It's really cool to catch up with you, Johnny. Thank you so much for a few minutes.
Amy, pleasure to have you having me on. So have a wonderful rest of your week.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.